York Region is on track to see more than 5,000 auto thefts this year if action isn't taken, according to York Regional Police Chief Jim McSween. In 2022, there were 3,164 auto thefts and there has been a 192% increase since 2018, McSween said at the York Regional Police Services Board meeting today, March 20. Right now with the current trend, unless we collectively get this moving, which we have a plan to do, we will see over 5,000 in the region, he said. According to York Regional Police's community safety map, there were 510 motor vehicle thefts between January 1 and March 20, 2022. For that same time period this year, there were 930 motor vehicle thefts. Many of these thefts are taking place in the southern part of York Region in Markham, Richmond Hill and Vaughan, according to the map. In Newmarket so far in 2023, there have been 21 incidents of auto theft, according to the community safety map. McSween and others from YRP and the board attended a recent auto summit in Peel Region where he said politicians, other police agencies and stakeholders from the auto industry talked about auto theft, what's going on and how it's plaguing the GTA. Across the GTA, where the majority of the vehicles are being stolen, he said the primary way of stealing vehicles is through the computer data portals under the dash of the vehicle and also using electronic devices to steal vehicles from driveways. He added that the motivations for motor vehicle thefts have shifted. There's no doubt in my mind and everyone's mind, as much as we talk about auto theft, this is organized crime. This is what's funding organized crime activities, not only here but throughout the province, McSween said. Once the vehicles are stolen, they are often shipped overseas to countries like the United Arab Emirates, he said. Many of them are shipped through the port of Montreal. He said there was commitment by all agencies at the summit to tackle this problem. The approach will involve a coordinated enforcement group, significant community awareness campaigns, and prevention activities. YRP will be an active participant in that process, McSween said, to do our part and make sure we can get this back in order.